Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanon's president is forming a new government after the Syrian-leaning cabinet resigned suddenly. Thousands of Lebanese protesting Syria's occupation forced them out. Words of Hope's Lida Young is traveling to Lebanon today, where they have radio production facilities. He says their work is safe, but believes the anxiety will influence the people.
That kind of uncertainty would be expected among many of the people who listen in that part of the world. That might be a real opportunity that the Spirit might use to enter people's hearts and to direct them towards Christ.
Meanwhile, two Southern Baptist women are being detained in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, for distributing Bibles. Vivian Gilmer and Marie Bush are under house arrest, but are hoping to be deported sometime this week. While Christians can practice their faith in their own homes or churches, it's illegal to proselytize. Authorities determined the women were violating the law, so both could stand trial for the charges. The 11 other missionaries they were with were immediately expelled. Please pray for their safe return home. And struggle is a way of life in the Philippines. But Farms International's Joseph Richter says their microcredit project is growing. It's now expanded into four programs, with the newest on the island of Leyte. Their program helps Christians come out of poverty through stewardship. When that happens, he says, the door opens for ministry.
What we see is when a church becomes self-supported by the tithes and offerings of project holders, that the church has a much more effective outreach to their neighbors and even beyond their immediate area with evangelism and outreach ministries.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.